Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Well, Peter, first of all, let's talk about the Ulster Congress. Exciting times these for boxing, and a lot of promising youngsters coming through.
That's right, Chris. We had the Ulster Congress today. It started at 11 o'clock this morning down in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel. We just finished up there at 4:30, and this was the election year. And the president, the secretary, and treasurer were opposed this year for positions, but it was a landslide victory for Paul McMahon. He's reinstated as president with a massive vote of 72-24 against Paddy Barnes Sr. from Belfast. And our own City Duffy, she was returned on 70-27 against another Belfast man. And Martin Welsh, her treasurer, 62-30. And Ben McGarrigles from Strabane, he was our vice president. Eugene Duffy, registered unopposed. Eamon Henry, a medical register unopposed. So we had a very exciting day down there in the Inishowen Gateway today. We also had a member back again, Stephen Friel, with a massive vote of 74.
And looking ahead now for the rest of the year, Peter, What's the biggest things that we can look forward to from a Donegal perspective, and then also an Ulster and Irish perspective? What's coming down the tracks?
Well, we have all the championships now. Yeah, Miles coming up. With all the championships coming up now, we'll have our own championships, the Donegal's Novices and the Donegal Opens. Chris, we'll have to get a fixture list set now as soon as the new Ulster Congress Board gets set up now with their fixture list. We work around them and we get them set up. And you have the five young boxers from Ulster going to the Commonwealth Games, the Youth Commonwealth Games. And myself on Wednesday, I'm going out to Bulgaria with the senior team as well. They're out to the European Championships. We're taking seven boxers. We have already four boxers qualified, and there's seven boxers and out on Wednesday, the Europeans, and Sofia in Bulgaria.
And no doubt, Peter, the likes of Jason Quigley, 7 out of 7. I mean, since he turned pro, I mean, he's a real icon now, an example to others. And it's people like Jason that young boxers look up to and think, well, maybe that could be me in years to come.
That's right. That's right, Chris. Jason's doing very, very well. And he's out again now on the 8th of August, Saturday week. He'll be making his 8th appearance as a pro. And I've just been told that it's an 8-rounder coming up for him. So he's in a very, very strong position, and Jason is doing very, very well out there. He's in the right place, and he's doing everything right. And at the minute, Donegal, they have, well, with Jason, and you have Michael McLaughlin from Cairn Donagh, who is based in Boston, Sean McShane, based in Glasgow, Tyrone McCullough, former Elite Golden Boxer, Elite Golden Gloves Boxer, and Darren Mangan, former Letterkenny Boxer. Those boys are all professional boxers as well. So we have five pros in Donegal at the minute, that, Chris. So boxing's very, very strong as regards professional and amateur.
And just in terms of the amateur clubs around Donegal, I mean, when you look at the map of the county, they're spread all over the place. You know, it's a very even distribution.
That's right, Chris. We have 18 affiliated clubs, Chris, from Doran right across to Clonmany. We have 18 clubs affiliated this year again, you know, so it's in a very, very strong position, and all the clubs are going well, you know. There are a lot of young prospects coming through. At last season there was just in very recently, Chris, we had boxers winning at every level bar Ulster Senior and Senior National Champions. That's only two divisions that we hadn't got champions in, you know, through the boys and the girls. We've boxers that competed at every level. Even at international level, again, we had two boxers, Mark McCall and young Darryl Warren, competed against Germany and Belfast earlier on in the season. So it's quite an exciting time for the boxing and Donegal. Donegal is very, very rife for the boxing. As it is, I might say, just Chris, in all sports, like, it's very, very good in all sports, going strong at the minute.
Now, I know for a lot of the clubs, Peter, I suppose one of the biggest costs are the travel expenses, and they can mount up going to Dublin and Belfast and other venues. But even in terms of facilities, it must be said, huge strides have been made in the past decade or so.
That's right, Chris. There's a lot of state-of-the-art premises now within the county here in Donegal, you know. A lot of great premises where squad trains conducted, you know. A lot of clubs have owned their own premises now, and that leaves things very, very competitive in boxing, because you can have the Ulster squads together. There's a squad training session there on the floor every Sunday all last season for the girls of the county. And we have LaVisha Clark going away in the World Junior Championships now as well to Russia. She won her 7th national title there back this season as well. So she's doing very well as well, you know.
And obviously the Katie Taylor effect.
Katie Taylor is affecting everybody, I think. Chris, Katie Taylor, she's going very, very well. And I see now where the show and Limerick's going to be sold out now, Andy Lee and Saunders and Limerick, and Katie's on that bill as well, you know. It's a pro-am show, and Katie's on that show as well, you know. So that'll be a big night on the 19th of September. But that's the same night it collides with our awards night. We have our awards night on the 19th of September in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town.
And finally, Peter, it's not that many moons ago that, you know, some of the youngsters taking part were changing in pretty basic facilities, and we've mentioned about how things have come on, and that is important, because you're up against other sports. You're all competing for the same pool of people, and not everybody is going to go to a place if the facilities aren't there.
That's right, Chris. You have to have them now to compete, you know, and you need facilities in every club now, where you have the female boxers coming in as well, you know. And years ago there, we were in a club where we had a place ourselves in the grounds of the Deal Valley, Deal College there, Porta Cabin, and there was just the basic necessities there, not even running water, you know, and we were producing champions, you know. But the boxing's come that far now with the technical side of it, Chris, and all the squad training that's going on, the high performance in Dublin, and the Ulster Council have a high performance unit in Jordanstown as well. John Conlon, the main man up there, you know, and we have another three-star coach there, Stephen Free from the Lees Golden Gloves, as well as Conor Quigley from the Fun Valley, you know. So we're in a very, very strong position, you know.
Okay, Peter, there we must leave it. Many thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's been a successful Ulster Congress down there in Inishowen. Peter O'Donnell, the president of the Donegal Boxing Board.